Stay Salty, a compilation.
In Matthew 5:13, Jesus tells his disciples, with the crowd listening in, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." You are salt. It's a statement declaring identity, their identity. And as a follower of Christ, it's our identity too. Jesus created us to be salt and stay salty, not the way the Urban Dictionary defines it. Salt adds flavor. Salt makes you thirsty. Salt preserves. I love the way the Message translation says it. "Let me tell you why you are here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage." I know I've experienced times when I was all hyped up after attending a church conference or a Bible study, only to lose my cool with my family within the first 5 minutes of being home. The truth is, we can surround ourselves with Bibles, Bible apps, and Bible studies. We can listen to sermon podcasts, read daily devotions, and attend church services, all of which are good things. But if we're moody, unkind, or ignore those around us, what's the point? It must translate into our everyday lives. Father, help us to recognize the role you have given us here on earth. You've called us to be salt, to add your flavor, to preserve your culture, and to cause others to thirst for you. Stay salty, my friends, for if you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? Binu Samuel. Jesus said, "Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again?" His answer, "Have salt in yourselves." It's up to each of us to carry those qualities of salt within us so that we can season the world around us with His flavoring. The goal of having an alive, deep, and meaningful relationship with Jesus, of manifesting a Christian example in following Jesus' teachings, of living and working in unity with others, has always been to be able to be the salt of the earth, part of the light of the world, a city set on a hill that attracts others to the Lord so that they too can come to know and love Him and, if they're willing, to help others do the same. Being a force for good rests within each of us as we do our part to love God, to stay true to His word, and to share His love and word with others whenever and wherever possible. As we strive to live and hold true to our Christian values, we can fulfill His commission to be the spice of life of this world, to give its full flavor and meaning to others, to be preservers of the good, and to share our faith, the true currency of the world, with others. May the Lord bless your life and strengthen your witness and mission works so that they can serve as the salt of the earth and a lamp to light the paths of many. There is a world before us to reach, and there are countless ways of spreading the good news and being a positive influence in the lives of others. A force for good. Peter Amsterdam. Our words and the way we communicate them are important. Believers are exhorted in Colossians 4:6, "Let your words be seasoned with salt." As believers, our words should reflect to others the truth of the gospel. They should reveal how this gospel has transformed our lives. Our words should impact our conversations for the better as we bring a different flavor to our interactions, build others up, and share as well as defend the gospel. The words we speak reflect what is in our hearts, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. When we trust in Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, we become new creations. Our lives are transformed. We have been saved from our sins and brought from death to life. The Holy Spirit lives within us. For these reasons, believers' words should always be seasoned with salt. Jesus called believers to be the salt of the earth. Salt is an important mineral. It preserves food, brings out flavor, soothes and heals, and is necessary for life. It balances fluids in the blood and is vital for nerve and muscle function. The salt of the earth metaphor applies to the way believers talk, as well as how they live, as Paul indicates. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. The content and tone of our words should impact those around us for the better, especially unbelievers. A believer's words are to be seasoned with salt so that we can know how to answer everyone. Sharing the gospel includes knowing it, sharing it accurately, and doing so with a humble and gracious attitude in a palatable way. Believers are called to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but to do this with gentleness and respect. Having an unwholesome, distasteful attitude is not becoming to the gospel of Christ. Unsavory motives and attitudes do not produce words seasoned with salt. While not every conversation must specifically be about God, every conversation should be seasoned with salt. We should always be ready to answer others' questions about our faith, and our words should always reflect Christ, bringing a different flavor to what might otherwise be an unsavory conversation. What a Christian says and how he says it ought to add value to a conversation, just as salt does for food. Just the right amount of salt in food brings out flavor and transforms a meal. Our words can be seasoned with salt by speaking the truth in love and being gracious in every circumstance. As Proverbs 16:24 says, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Just as salt has healing properties, our words should bring healing and goodness, encouraging its hearers and pointing them to the one who is vital for life. Jesus said, have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other. What we say and how we say it should always be seasoned with the salt of grace and peace. In order to give a seasoned answer, we must present what we say and how we say it in a way that reflects Christ. May we all prayerfully consider our hearts before we engage our mouths and reflect what the psalmist says in Psalm 19:14. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. GodQuestions.org.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.